thingamabobs. In the morning, I came up with this beautiful idea for the video book chapter. And it was one of those branching chapters, full of colors, that goes on forever. I got out of my bed, ready to start my day, and oh my gosh, it turned out my amazing idea was just an empty dream. I dreamt up a beautiful chapter without actually knowing what that chapter was about. Thanks, dreams. On my way back upstairs to dream up the video chapter for real, I walked by my bicycle and briefly pondered a missing screw in my mud guard. It actually shipped that way. As a result, my real fender wobbles left and right like a tail. It has been like this for over a year. I just don't have the right screws for it. I have a light beneath there, so it's kind of an important spot. One step. One step after that. I froze with a mechanic's grin. I flew upstairs to get my electronic digital calipers and started measuring the screw I did have. And I took measurements of the mount holes in my fender and wrote it all down with my tongue slightly sticking out to the side. Happy with all the information I gathered, I began modeling the screw in Blender for 3D printing. There is a built-in add-on for making bolts, but I still need it to get the dimensions perfectly right. And I ended up creating two versions. The second screw version has a slot for a quarter to use as a screwdriver. The first version was a scary perfect fit, but the second crossed the line of perfection into who knows what. I made sure to document my development so I could do this little write-up. I don't know what is harder to believe for me, how much fun I had, or that I can fabricate perfect screws at the tip of my hat. I probably shouldn't say this, but I will spend the entire spring admiring those two little screws. And of course, after I fixed my fender, I crossed my arms, lifted my head, and looked down at the over 14 little things I can print out to trick out my bicycle further. I think my favorite is a cheap little headlamp holder that I can slide into my handlebar. If I ever ride at night, I can blink at drivers left and right of me, straight from the handlebars. But I think the first thing I'll design is a sophisticated little noisemaker that will make a motorcycle sound with the spokes of my wheels. Loud pipes save lives.